بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Continuing therefore the review on the correct creed. The matter we're going to review tonight is الإيمان باليوم الآخر, believing in the last day. And it is from the creed of أهل السنة that there is no doubt that there is a last day. What's the evidence for this? What's the evidence for this? Two, four. قال الله تعالى وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. That's correct. More evidences. Chapter 2, verse 4. That's correct. Also, Surah An-Nisa, yes, chapter 4, verse 87. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa, la yajma'annakum ila yawm al-qiyamati la rayba fih. Wa man asdaqu min Allahi haditha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none has the right to be worshipped but He. Surely He will gather you together on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. About which there is no doubt. And who is truer in statement than Allah? And who is truer than in statement than Allah? And Surah Al-Hijr, verse 15, وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَبِيلِ. And the hour is surely coming. So overlook, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, their faults with gracious forgiveness. What falls under this belief? What falls under the belief in the in the last day? What falls, the belief in the resurrection, correctly. What falls under the belief, also believes, belief in the in the resurrection, also belief in the scale. And the records of deeds, yes, resurrection, raising from the dead. Ya Nuriya. Now, believe in scales, in resurrection, intercession, correct. Five. What is the greatest intercession? What is the greatest intercession? What is the greatest intercession? The greatest intercession. The intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tayyib, regarding what? Yes, but regarding what? Intercedes for the believers. The greatest one. It is for our Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, no doubt about it. But it is? No, not people in the fire. Yeah, it is on the last day, yes. And it is particular to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But what is it? Regarding the hashr, yes. Regarding the hashr of the people, the gathering. Naam. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges between them. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges between them. Okay, what else also is particular for our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the with respect to intercessions? What else? For the door of Jannah to be opened for its people. Yes, that's correct. Also, more of that which is particular to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. To lighten punishment on whom? For those who deserve, yes. Give an example of some we know of upon, yes, Example, Abu Talib, his uncle. That's correct. Also, take sinners from hell. That's right. Those who committed major sins. Is this particular to the Prophet ﷺ or else? Or others? Taking the major sin doers from hell, is this particular to the Prophet ﷺ or others also can have this? Others, yes. Like the martyrs, yes, like also. Other prophets, yes. Yes. Other prophets, righteous, correct. Martyrs, who else? Angels. Name other intercessors. Name other intercessors. Fasting. Quran. That's right. Others. Still. Children of the believers, that's right. Children of the believers. Intercede for their parents, that's right. Okay, what is the pond? What is the pool? What is the pool? Al-Hawd. Yes. What is it? Naam. Yes. Too long for me to... Oh. Followers of the Prophet ﷺ will drink from... That's right. It has certain descriptions. Anyone who drinks from it will never become thirsty. Oh, this is one. Second... Drinking cups like numbers of stars, correct? It is a sweet, sweeter than honey. Sweeter than honey and more intense in whiteness of milk. That's right. Yes. And it's as big as distance between Al-Quds and Sana'a. That's right. Cups like star in number. That's right. Stars. MashaAllah. Tayyib. What else also? What about the Sirat? What is a Sirat? The fragrance of musk. That's right. Better than that. Better. Not smell like musk. Better even. The bridge over hellfire. What will the Prophet ﷺ say regarding the Sirat? Sharper than a sword, thinner than a hair, yes. Slippery with thorns around, that's right. The Prophet ﷺ makes dua there. Naam. Ya Rabbi Sallim. Oh my Lord, have security, have security. Naam. Naam. We move. Yes, mashallah, jayyid. We move now to the belief in the pre-decree. What does it mean to believe in the pre-decree? What does it mean to believe in the pre-decree? What does it mean? Firm attestation that Allah preordained all things. That's right. Allah preordained everything. That everything's written, created, willed, known by Allah. Known by Allah, that's right. And whatever he willed will take place. And whatever he did not will never come to exist. That's right. What's the evidence for this? What's the evidence? Surah Al-Qamar, verse 49. قال الله تعالى إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. Also Surah Al-Ahzab, 33-38. وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. طيب, the pre-decree has ranks. How many ranks? How many ranks? Four ranks. طيب, what is the first rank? Knowledge. What does it mean, knowledge? What does it mean? Al-ilm. What does it mean? What does it mean? Allah knew everything. He knew what occurred, all that occurred, and all that which will occur, and all that which, how it will occur. All by his eternal knowledge. Nothing is hidden from him. That's right. طيب, is his knowledge renewed? Is his knowledge renewed? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Yes. It's not renewed after ignorance. It is not renewed after ignorance. And is it touched by forgetfulness after knowledge? Is it touched by forgetfulness after knowledge? Nor touched by forgetfulness after knowledge. That's correct. Well, okay, what's the second rank? What's the second rank? Al-Kitab, no, meaning Al-Kitaba, طيب, writing. What does it mean? What does it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything that will come to exist. All the way until the day of resurrection in the preserved tablet for Lawh al-Mahfuz. What's the evidence? What's the evidence? قال الله تعالى ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. No, you not that Allah knows all that is in heaven and on earth. Verily, it is all in the book, meaning Allah al-Mahfuz. Verily, that is easy for Allah. Okay, Surah Taha 20:52. That's correct. And also Surah Yasin 36:12. Okay, what falls under this writing? What falls first under the knowledge thereof is with my Lord, is in a record. My Lord is neither unaware nor he forgets. طيب, what falls under this writing first? Different levels. First is what? Is the eternal decree. Now, first level is the eternal one, which is before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Before creating the heavens and the earth. Also the writing of the covenants, the writing of the covenant, as in Surah Al-A'raf 7172. Allah Ta'ala, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى. And remember when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their lions, their seed, for from Adam's lion his offspring, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, am I not your Lord? They said, yes, we testify, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, verily we have been unaware of this. Tayyib. And there is التقدير العمري, the writing of lifespan, and this is with the creation of the nutfa in the womb, when the angel will be sent to blow and the to blow the ruh. When the nutfa changed into a mudra, and then the angel will be ordered with four words to write his sustenance and his lifespan, his actions, and whether he is wicked or happy one, meaning in the hereafter. Okay, and there is the annual. There is also the annual writing, and this is when. When does this take place? The annual. Al-Hawli. Yes, in Laylat al-Qadr, on the night of the pre-decree, on the night of decree. قال الله تعالى concerning it, فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم, as in Surah Al-Dukhan, verse 4. فيها يفرق, therein that night is decreed every matter of ordainments. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما said it will be written on this night from the mother of the book, meaning from the preserved tablet, what will occur during the whole year, from death, life, sustenance, rain, even those making pilgrimage. It will be said, this year such and such will make Hajj, etc. And there is the daily taqdeer. There is the daily taqdeer, as in Surah Ar-Rahman, daily decree, as in Surah Ar-Rahman 55:29. That's correct. قال الله تعالى كل يوم هو في شأن كل يوم هو في شأن. whosoever is in heavens and the earth begs of him its needs from him, every day he has a matter to bring forth, such as giving honor to some, disgrace to some, life to some, death to some. So this daily taqdeer, this daily decree, is detailing from the annual decree. And the annual is details of the lifespan decree. And the decree and the lifespan decree is detail or details from the first one on the day the covenant was taken, and that itself is a detail from the eternal decree which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the pen to write in the clear book. Okay, now, طيب. What's the third rank of Al-Qadr? What's the third rank of Al-Qadr? The Mashi'ah, the will. What does it mean? What does it mean? That Allah willed everything in the heavens and the earth, and nothing comes to exist without Allah's will. Whatever He willed will be, and whatever He didn't will never come to exist. What is the evidence? What's the proof? Surah Yasin 36 verse 82. قال الله تعالى إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily his command when he intends a thing is only that he says to it be and it is. And the verses are replete, 2, 253, etc. What is the fourth rank? Creation. What does it mean? Allah has created everything. He created the doer and his actions, and every moving thing and its movement, and every thing that is still and it's motionless. Or its stillness. What is the evidence for that? What's the evidence for that? What's the evidence for that? Surah As-Saffat 37:96. قال الله تعالى والله خلقكم وما تعملون. Verily Allah is the creator of everything. No, Allah has created you and what you make. And also in Surah Az-Zumar 39:62, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil. Verily Allah is the creator of everything and He is the wakil, the guardian, trustee over all things. If someone says that these decrees has causes that lead to it, Is this statement true or wrong? True or false? Think carefully. These decrees has causes that lead to them. True. Give an example on this. We have given will. We have a given will. That's right. Yes, we have a given will. Let me clarify further. Marriage is a cause. Yeah, this come only after success of Allah. That's true. But marriage is a cause that brings what? Brings what? Children. That's what is meant by this statement. So it is true. Similarly, righteous deeds are caused to, yeah, righteous deeds are caused to Jannah, to paradise. And the opposite is true with respect to hell. All of this is illustrated in one famous hadith. What is it? All of this regarding this statement and these examples is illustrated in one famous hadith. What is that? What is the evidence for all of that we're saying now? It came in one hadith. What is this hadith? Person will do what's easy. Well, yeah. Close, but what? Rephrase. He will do this of place destined. A person will do the deeds that he finds easy to do, which will show his place in hereafter. Yes, that's the hadith close to. As when he was sitting with the wooden stick, he saw Salam with trash in the ground. He raised his head and said, "There is none of you except." No one should give up no deeds. That's right. No one should give up deeds. And they said, the companions, should we then abandon deeds and rely upon what is written in the pre-decree? He said no. He said "I'malu," do, act. Yes. Carry on doing good deeds. That's right. Trusted stands. Then he recited the following verse from Surah Al-Layl 92:5-10. That's right. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى shall find easy to do such. That's right, Khair. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. Yeah, trust land. Is this is what really important to you now? Trusted stand. As for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believes in al-husna, in tawheed and righteous deeds and doing and executing the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will make, or yes, smooth for him the path of ease of goodness. But he who is greedy, miser, and thinks himself self-sufficient and gives the lie to al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path for evil. That's right. Trusted land left. طيب. Okay. Benjamin is here, but Benjamin is a little bit late. You missed this important revision, sister. So this concludes the revision for today.